Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm super excited for today's show. We are currently waiting for my guest, Susan Miller. She's a world-renowned astrologer, and she is the founder of Astrology Zone. And she also has an app. And for those of you that have the Apple phones, you can find her app on Apple and also on Google Play. And Susan Miller she's world renowned. She's been around for a long time, and I've been following her for a long time. And her father is the one that taught her astrology from the time she was a little girl. I think I remember her sharing that. So I'm excited. We're waiting for her. There might be something that happened. I'm not sure, but the show must go on. And so here we are. So when I was doing the promotions for Susan Miller, and asking you, the audience out there, do you know Susan Miller? Do you know Susan Miller? Because I was super excited for her to be here today. And everyone was chiming in, oh my gosh, I totally know. I follow Susan. She's the only astrologer that I follow. And so I invited you to come and share some of your questions that you may have, and even to watch the show. So I have one particular question that I'm going to ask of Susan, if she's here. Now, let me ask the producer, is Susan on the line?
You know, we haven't quite gotten a hold of her yet. We're going to try and track her down, but if not, we may have somebody else coming on.
Oh, good. That's exciting. So, Olivia, do you think I should just talk about my knowledge of astrology?
I think you should. Yeah, I think you should roll with it for a minute or two, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, cool. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to Susan about is Jupiter just moved into Pisces. And Jupiter is going to be in Pisces, I believe, until July. And from what I know is Jupiter before was in Aquarius, and Jupiter wasn't necessarily happy in Aquarius. So because there were so many restrictions and limitations, because Aquarius is ruled by Saturn. And so Jupiter doesn't like to be restricted and, you know, told what to do, because the planet is magnificent and exuberant and excited and wants to go big or go home, right? So now with Jupiter moving into Pisces for this short time, so from now, May 13th, I believe it was, until July, I think it's July 28th, we're going to experience a lot of fun excitement with Jupiter going into Pisces, because Jupiter is much more at home in Pisces. And when I think back to, what does it mean in Pisces? When I think back to like 12 years ago, when I was really diving deep into my own spiritual journey and going deep into the soul to look for, what does it mean to connect with my higher self? What does it mean to connect with my angels, my guides, the messages of the universe? That is really when I started my deep, deep journey of my spiritual journey. It started before then, but the Pisces time period, Pisces really invites us to go into, you know, it's very dreamy. And I'm not an astrologer, so I'm just giving you my own two cents on this. But Pisces is very dreamy, and Pisces is also very connected to illusions and also intuition and very, also very isolated. So this is also another thing we need to watch out for with Pisces is we need to, because Pisces has to do also with the opposite of Pisces has sabotage. And so we need to be careful about the addictions and sabotage right now. So while a lot of people are just coming out right now of, you know, the world is possibly opening up, we're beginning to associate, you know, with our friends and with going traveling and hanging out with people, right? And so we might be, you know, feeling called to go, you know, indulge more. And this is what we need to watch out for during these next few months in particular, while Jupiter is in Pisces, because when he moves back into Aquarius then in July until next year, at the end of these few months, we might find ourselves going, what the heck? What was I doing hanging out with these people? And why did I start overindulging so much? This is also something about Jupiter, you know, because Jupiter always wants more, 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 bigger, bigger, bigger. And so I really encourage everyone to look at, you know, where you are right now with your spiritual practice, where you are, and what some of your sabotaging habits are and some of the sabotaging behaviors, because those also are going to be playing out, and they can, you know, you don't want to start this whole thing up and then at the end of, you know, July, where all of a sudden you are full blown into, you know, addictions or going in the direction that you don't want to go in. So this is what I see with Jupiter in Pisces coming up. And also the opposite side of that is, you know, the whole optimism, the whole optimistic time that we're moving into. And, you know, there's magic and there's possibility. And like I said earlier, Jupiter is very happy in Pisces. So there's going to be a lot of spiritual retreats, I'm sure, coming up. And I'm really excited about facilitating retreats again. And it looks like I have a guest. And that's so perfect. And it's not Susan Miller, but it is Diane McClay. Hi, Diane. No, I can't hear you. You are muted. You are muted.
There we go. How about that?
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. We seem to be doing this a little bit where just fortune and opportunity make our paths cross. And what a beautiful time to do that when Jupiter is, you know, crossing into a new plane. You were talking to me about that earlier this morning.
Yeah. And so now, you know, I was so looking forward to having Susan Miller on. So I want you to check out her calendar. Take a look at this.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Right.
Ahead 20. I need that. I can hardly plan a day ahead.
Right. And it's so girly. It's for the girls that are really, it's very feminine. I mean, everything is like, look at that.
Wow. That's amazing. Did she do the artwork?
Well, she didn't, but you know, she has a team of people, but it's a beautiful calendar. So we were going to talk today about the year ahead and, yeah, and share what's coming up ahead with Jupiter in Pisces. As you know that I'm an astrologer lover, I use astrology, you know, every day. And I know, like, you are a host on the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, and your show is right after this show.
It is, yep. And we have TK Mitchell coming on, who's going to talk to women about aging gracefully and the secrets of being after 60. But I'm curious about, I know you're going to talk to Susan Miller, but I consider myself kind of a very novice, limited person in terms of astrology. So I'm just curious, can you tell me a little bit about what's so special about Jupiter happening right now and why we should be paying attention to it, especially me as a Capricorn and you as a Libra on the ending cusp?
That's so cute. Well, you missed the first 10 minutes because I've been talking for.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've been talking about exactly that.
Okay. Awesome.
Knowledge. So I've been, I don't want to say it all over again. So maybe if you're really interested, listen to that first part of the show. But basically I was talking about how Jupiter now, this is a big deal. Jupiter is now moving into Pisces. It just happened. So I think on the 13th. And what's going to happen is Jupiter is going to be in Pisces now for a few months until the end of July. And at the end of July, it's going to then go back into Aquarius, where it has been. And Jupiter is one of the biggest planets in the solar system. It is magnificent, optimistic, exuberant, go big or go home kind of energy, right? And so now it's moving into Pisces, which is going to take us more into our spirituality. So for those people that want to go deeper into their yoga, into their spirituality, into their I am, talking to their guides, getting downloads, all these wonderful things, this is going to be the time period for it. Because when Jupiter was in Aquarius just last month, and for the last, I don't know how many years, 12 years, I think that's how long that a planet like Jupiter stays in one sign.
Wow, that's crazy.
So was in Aquarius and wasn't happy there. So, you know, we might have been feeling like, Diane, like we might have been feeling like we're working too hard. Nothing's working out for us because we've been faced with so many restrictions and limitations. I mean, just look at last year, what took place, right?
Right, right.
So just look at last year. So Jupiter isn't happy in Aquarius, but Jupiter in Pisces is very happy. It's almost like, I wouldn't call it exalted, but another word for exalted. Do you have another word?
It's bigger than elevated. I mean, exalted to me means that it's not only singing its own praises, but that other people are singing in harmony of its praises. So exalted is a very high level word. I'm not sure I would have one that matches it. But as you're talking, I have a question. And if you covered this already, then we can talk offline. But when you're talking about, this is a time period where there's a lot of opening and a lot of divine download and a lot of new ideas and new inspiration. I'm somebody that I thrive on that newness and that creativity. So I have two questions. What would your suggestion be to, or your advice to people who are getting these downloads, but they feel overwhelmed by the volume or the intensity? And then secondly, how do you navigate that once you've gotten the download? I know a lot of people tend to not move forward in it because it's just so new, they don't know how to manage it. So what would you say to your coaching clients and to the people that you're engaging in their sovereign spirituality? How do they manage the download, and then how do they implement it once they let it settle in?
That's a good question, and this is one of your gifts, Diane. You know how to ask the right questions. You really do, because you know how to listen. And there's also all these other wonderful things that you do when you are with someone. Well, first of all, when it comes to a download, if you're getting the divine inspiration, you're getting the download, the divine guidance. Write it down. You know, journal like a stream of consciousness. Just put it all down. Put it all in the journal. Put it all down. And I want to talk about the whole idea of being overwhelmed by the psychic gifts, the spiritual gifts, the download. You know, just you are getting ready to start a new podcast called The Shift, the Mindset
Right.
Shift. And so this is a mindset shift thought that I'm about to share with you now. And that is, you know, with all of the information that's coming or the download that's coming, choose right away, make the choice to decide that, I'm not going to be overwhelmed by my psychic gifts. I'm not going to be overwhelmed by the download that I'm receiving. And record it, put it down on paper, and just get it all down. And once you have it all down on paper, then take some time to, you know, integrate it and read it again and ground it into your own, you know, body without feeling overwhelmed by doing that. Because it's not like you're being asked to, you know, announce it to the world.
Right. Yeah. Right. You don't have to do it all at once, right? You don't have to, if you get the download to write a book, you don't have to finish the book in one day and then publish it the next day, right? You have, it sounds like you're inviting people to actually sit with it and integrate it. And I love the fact that you brought the word choice in. Clearly that's one of my favorite things.
Yeah. And it just gave me the chills again, because it is, it does take courage to don't ignore it, the gifts that you're getting, because you, right now with Jupiter in Pisces, there's going to be a lot of spiritual downloads. Right now, I feel that the spiritual movement is about to take off again on a higher, on a deeper level with Jupiter in Pisces. That was going to be one of my questions for Susan, does she feel like that's also happening? Because this is what I feel like. There's going to be another boom in the spiritual movement now that's going to take place, because the downloads that are going to come in, and you might be receiving something in that download that's going to serve the whole. So it's really, really important to, you know, journal it down, your insights, your downloads. Don't feel like you need to take action on any of these things right away, but at least get them down on paper, honoring your daily practice, honoring your download, honoring your meditation.
You know, if I could add something to that, you know, I think it's important for me. I have a very busy mind, and I get really inspired by a brand new idea right away. And I'm kind of like a young racehorse right out of the gate, where the first mile is going to be awesome. And then I have to work to, you know, come across the finish line. But one thing I do when I get a big set of downloads or I get a big creative inspiration is I actually take it in out to nature. I know this is a big thing for you, where you do your morning walks and your morning meditations. You've even left notes for yourself for different moon phases that you can find in the woods. But for me, if I want to know if it's right or if it feels good, I'll take it to my favorite meditation place, like a big cedar tree in the woods, where I can allow the smells of the forest or the sounds of the forest to really kind of integrate into that new creative idea. Because for me, that's not only can I ground inside my body, but touching the earth and incorporating, you know, just asking the forest, hey, is this idea, is this good right now? Or does it need to be, you know, waiting a little while before I bring it to life? I just know that that's something that always, without a doubt, brings me clarity. I think that's true for you too, right?
Yeah, but I think that's a great point, because you are, you know, you are the one always encouraging us to listen and get back into nature as well, which is also my thing. It's also my message, helping each other return it back into harmony with nature. So when we're out in nature and when we're doing that forest communication, forest walk, connecting with nature, this is a way actually to ground in. When you were asking about earlier, is how do you not feel overwhelmed, and how can you bring in the balance? And that would be to, you know, go into grounding it into nature.
Right, right. I just had this image of like being in nature and, you know, a pine cone, you know, when it gets infused with sunlight and moisture all at the same time, it doesn't freak out and go, oh, wait a minute. I'm getting too much of this good download stuff. I don't know what to do. It just absorbs it, and it'll either be just enough moisture and just enough sunlight and just enough food to make it grow, or it'll be just enough of something else to turn it into something else. Like we could take a lesson from being the pine cone, right?
Yes. That's exactly. I love that so much.
You know, I want to go back to something you said. It would have been awesome to have Susan Miller come on and validate this perception that you have that Jupiter and its shift is really going to be impactful. But one of the things I appreciate about you in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group and you as a coach is that you are already in tune with kind of this divine download. It's awesome when we can get external sources to validate what we perceive to be true for us. But one of the things you've taught me in the mentoring that you've done with me as I've grown my show is you've really invited me to really tune in to what it is I'm perceiving. if you're perceiving it and you feel like it's right for you, you actually don't need anybody else to validate it for you. Because part of having a sovereign self and part of stepping into our power is really actually not getting validated by an external source, no matter how professional they are or how amazing they are, but to really work that energetic piece of validating ourselves and doing what's right for us. I just wanted to kind of call that back out.
Amen, sister.
Amen, right? Because when we can tune in for what's right for us, then it's right for us. I mean, just take the conversation about the vaccine, right? Some people think, no way, that's not belonging to my body. What's right for me is to stay pure in my health and my routine and protect myself the way I want. And there are other people who say, by God, I'm definitely going to get it. Nobody is wrong in that conversation, right? Whatever is right for you is right for you. And you are going to be the only one who can validate that for you and put that into your lifestyle and the way you show up.
That's very well said. So we've got 3 minutes, few things I want to say.
Sure, of course.
Your show is getting ready to come on right after this one. So as you're watching this, all those Susan Miller fans that have now become Cornelia Stephanie fans and Diane McClay, stay tuned for the Diane McClay show. What's your show going to be about?
We're interviewing TK Mitchell, who is actually the author of Sip the Garden, which has some great recipes about healthy drinks from your garden. But it's also about aging gracefully and the power that comes with age after 60. I'm 52 and I'm kind of looking to see what are the secrets that she can share with me that I can have a healthy, empowered life after 60 or 65.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're bringing her on. I've had the pleasure of having her on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. She's awesome. One thing I want to do is I want to answer a question for Adrian Garcia, who is a fan of Susan Miller. And I told him that I would ask this question of Susan. And since Susan isn't here, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to answer the question.
Okay. Rely on yourself. There you go.
There you go. So the question was from you, Adrian, because I know you're going to watch this replay, is you wanted to know, is it a good time for a Scorpio born October the 28th to launch a business in June? And my answer is absolutely yes. It's a good time for a Scorpio born October 28th to launch a business in June. And definitely because you're feeling that and you're already wanting to launch something in June and you have the power to override anything negative, anything that, that is perceived a block or whatever, or you shouldn't launch it now. You want to launch it in June. It's absolutely a good time to launch it in June. The one stipulation that I would say is when all the planets are moving direct, you have much more support. When all the planets are in forward motion. And I don't believe that in June, Mercury retrograde is going, I think it's going to be out of the shadow. So you have Pisces, Jupiter and Pisces. So I think it's going to be a good time for you to launch your business. And then when you launch your business, you need to be a guest on the Cornelia Stephanie Show and come and tell us about it. So with all of that, Diane, you are a wonderful ally to behold. I tell you, thank you so much for jumping in and having this time with me. And I wish you so much love and success on your show now. Thank you to the audience for listening and tuning in. And we'll see you again next time.
Ciao. Thanks for the great invite.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.